From Afghanistan and Iraq to Chad and the Congo, Pulitzer Prize-winning photographer Lindsay Addario has traveled the world to document the impacts of war and strife. She's gone to some of the most dangerous hotspots around the globe and has been kidnapped twice. Her story is being turned into a feature film starring actress Jennifer Lawrence. But Addario, who's speaking on the South Coast this weekend, says she's on a mission to document what's happening to get the world to take notice and to act.
People would rather not look at an image of a child dying or not look at images of war because they have their own issues going on in their own lives. But how can I tell these stories in a way that pulls people in has always been the issue for me, has always been the big struggle with my career. You know, how do I get people to pay attention? How do I get them to care about what's happening in Iraq? People have a certain amount of bandwidth. So I'm always trying to get people to care.
Addario has been traveling the world as a photographer for more than two decades, working for the Associated Press, the New York Times, Time Magazine, and National Geographic. She spoke to us from London on a break between assignments. She admits the question people ask her the most isn't about what she's seen, but why she does it.
Once I started bearing witness to things like the effects of the Taliban and what life was like under the Taliban for women, the fall of the Taliban, the fall of Saddam Hussein, the fact that there was no plan for the aftermath of his fall and what our troops went through, what Iraqis went through, there is no turning back. For me, when I realized the importance of journalism and the importance of actually bearing witness and showing people back home what's going on in remote places, there's no substitute.
She admits that it's sometimes hard to keep her composure seeing some of the heart-wrenching things that she's photographed.
For me, the camera is a way I'm able to separate myself and I'm able to sort of hold it together when I'm documenting something very, very emotional. And the second I stop shooting, I usually break down. So what I try to do in moments where I feel myself getting emotional, I feel my chest sort of tightening, I put the camera in front of my face because it's a way that I say, okay, focus my attention on the camera and what's in the frame because it's the only way I can really get through the moment.
Addario has been kidnapped while on the job twice, in Iraq in 2004 and in Libya in 2011. She says it certainly made her much more cautious, but hasn't stopped her from doing her job.
I know that I believe in journalism, and I know that I think it's so important to bear witness, and there aren't that many people who cover war for a living. Now, obviously, having been kidnapped twice, I have two drivers who have died while working with me. I have to sort of reevaluate how to keep covering these stories that I feel are very important without being directly in the line of fire. At no point did I ever walk away from one of these experiences and say, okay, I quit.
Addario believes the images that she and others take have the ability to move people and to get people to stand up against what's wrong. She wrote a book about some of her experiences called It's What I Do, A Photographer's Life of Love and War, which is being adapted into a feature film.
Jennifer Lawrence and Steven Spielberg command an incredible amount of respect and attention, and hopefully the fact that they're doing the movie will get people to care about refugees and war and the war in Iraq and Afghanistan and all these issues that I've spent my entire life and career to. So Hollywood has the ability to bring stories to people in a way that journalism doesn't always do.
Addario talks about the focus of her current work.
Right now, I'm covering the effects of ISIS, so refugees, women who have been sexually assaulted, women who have been enslaved. You know, I'm doing a year-long project on Syrian refugees and following them through the asylum process.
Addario will speak at UC Santa Barbara's Campbell Hall at 3 p.m. Saturday. Her book will be available at the UCSB Arts and Lectures event, and she'll do a signing afterwards. Addario will also speak in Ventura County Friday night in an 8 p.m. event at the Thousand Oaks Civic Arts Plaza. Lance Orozco, KCLU News.